is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. President Prabowo inaugurates the largest battery project in Southeast Asia. Government prepares deregulation to support businesses and investment. And now, the news and details. Presiden Prabowo Subianto Sunday inaugurated the groundbreaking of the integrated electric vehicle battery industry ecosystem in Karawang, West Java Province. In his remarks, he said that the development of the industry ecosystem is a real step in realizing the ideals of Indonesian nation. According to him, the idea of downstreaming is not new, but is a long mandate from Indonesian history. The project, which he said the largest in Southeast Asia, is proof of Indonesia's seriousness in promoting environmentally friendly energy.
Hilirisasi akan jalan terus, momentum akan kita percepat, kita mau bergerak cepat, rakyat menuntut, mengharapkan kemajuan cepat. Saya terima kasih tim saya.
Downstreaming will continue. We will accelerate the momentum. We want to move quickly. The people demand and expect fast progress. I thank my team, my cabinet, all work well, work quickly. Those who can't join will be left on the side of the road. Thank you all, and by saying Bismillahirrahmanirrahim this afternoon, Sunday, June 29th, 2025, I, Prabowo Subianto, President of the Republic of Indonesia, proudly inaugurate the groundbreaking of the Integrated Electric Vehicle Battery Industry Ecosystem Consortium Antam Indonesia, Battery Corporation and CBL Contemporary Brun Legend. Thank you. Hereby, I declare it started.
Terima kasih. Dengan demikian, saya nyatakan dimulai.
Quoted from the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources page, the Integrated Electric Battery Industry Ecosystem Project, which is the Antam IBC CBL Consortium, is the first integrated nickel-based battery ecosystem in the world and the largest in Southeast Asia. The ecosystem includes nickel mining in East Halmahera to electric vehicle battery production in Karawang. It is projected to be able to supply batteries of 300,000 vehicles, which can reduce fuel imports by 300,000 kiloliters per year. President Prabowo Subianto is targeting Indonesia to achieve energy self-sufficiency within the next 6 years at the latest. He expressed this optimism at the groundbreaking on the Integrated Electric Vehicle Battery Industry Ecosystem Project in Karawang, West Java on Sunday. The president explained that one of the keys to national energy independence is the utilization of solar-based electricity. He added that battery technology plays an important role as a means of storing and distributing energy.
Listrik dari tenaga surya, ya kuncinya adalah baterai.
The key to solar power is batteries, and today we are witnessing, according to reports, it produces 15 gigawatts. To be truly independent, we need 100 gigawatts. This means maybe this project should be doubled.
Mungkin proyek ini harus di lipat gandakan.
The Integrated Electric Vehicle Battery Industry Ecosystem project is carried out in collaboration with China. President Prabowo said collaboration is needed amidst a global situation full of conflict. He also emphasized Indonesia's position of choosing a middle path and friendship over hostility. The Integrated Electric Vehicle Battery Industry Ecosystem project is part of the National Strategic Project with an investment value of $5.9 billion. Indonesia government has officially launched a series of deregulation packages as a follow-up to the president's directive to strengthen the national and regional economies amid global uncertainty. This policy aims to enhance competitiveness, expand job opportunities, and maintain investment flows in strategic sectors. Speaking at a press conference in Jakarta on Monday, June 30th, Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto stated that the government has identified several key priorities to sustain national economic growth.
A number of key points were were emphasized, including the government's commitment to facilitating business operation to boost competitiveness, creating an ecosystem that supports ongoing job creation, and promoting labor-intensive sectors to attract and retain investment while maintaining national economic stability.
Minister Airlangga also stated that the government has prepared a number of regulations, including presidential decree related to the Indonesia-US Trade Task Force, also the expansion of employment opportunities, the acceleration licensing, and the improvement of the investment climate. Indonesia state-owned Radio Republik Indonesia and the United Nations University Institute for Water Environment and Health signed a Memorandum of Understanding in Jakarta Monday to strengthen the role of media in addressing water security, environmental issues, and public health in the Asia-Pacific region. President Director of RRI, Hendras Mono, stated that this collaboration is a concrete step to improve the quality of human resources and raise awareness of global issues, especially those related to water and the environment and also health.
Indonesia's state-owned Radio Republik Indonesia and United Nations University Institute for Water, Environment and Health signed a Memorandum of Understanding in Jakarta on Monday to strengthen the role of media in addressing water security, environmental issues, and public health in the Asia-Pacific region. President Director of RRI, Hendras Mo, stated that this collaboration is a concrete step to improve the quality of human resources and raise awareness of global issues, especially those related to water, the environment, and health.
This international cooperation that we plan aims at especially strengthening the quality of human resources, as we recognize that human resources quality is the fundamental capital for institutions like us, RRI, to cope with the changing situation, that so-called disruption, which demands ability to adapt the situation.
Hendras Mo added that RRI will serve as a center for environmental media activities and development in the Asia-Pacific region, in line with President Prabowo's vision of maintaining harmony with the environment. Meanwhile, the UN University Institute for Water, Environment and Health Director, Professor Kaveh Madani, emphasized that this collaboration is a strategic step to expand the reach of critical issues that have long been underrepresented in public discourse.
It's a privilege and honor to be here to celebrate a milestone in our journey together with the media to raise the profile of environment, water, and health and climate change, because we know that the world needs to know about these problems more than what it knows now.
Madani highlighted that shifting the narrative and increasing public awareness can help promote sustainable peace and support a more equitable multilateral development.
Adjunct professor at HEC Montreal, Javad Montagi, emphasized the crucial role of media, especially public media, in raising public awareness about environmental issues, water, and climate change. In an interview after the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding between Radio Republik Indonesia, RRI, and the UN University Institute for Water, Environment and Health on Monday, Montagi stated that Indonesian media has a great potential to lead strong educational campaigns at the local and community levels.
Well, I think Indonesian media can play a very good campaign, educational campaign, local campaign, community campaign, encouraging local community to be part of this movement. You know, we cannot move without public, and you, media professionals, can link public to this movement. It's all about public awareness. And if you increase the awareness of the public, you reduce the problem. to reduce the problem because they will be careful in spending, in when a disaster happens, when water problem happens everywhere.
Moltage also warned that if public media neglects the climate crisis, it could lead to serious negative consequences. On the other hand, if the media unites in climate campaigns, the impact could be significant, just like what happened during the COVID-19 pandemic. He encouraged everyone to think globally and act locally by translating global issues into real action at the community level. The Indonesian National Nutrition Agency held a press conference on 6-month reflection on the Free Nutritious Meal Program as a form of transparency and accountability in the implementation of this national program on Sunday, June 29, 2025 in Jakarta. It aimed to present the program's progress and field challenges in the efforts to build a healthy, intelligent, and competitive generation through well-targeted nutritional interventions. In a statement, the agency spokesperson Reddy Hendra Gunawan said the Nutritious Meal Program has reached more than 5 million beneficiaries.
The Indonesian National Nutrition Agency held a press conference on 6-month reflections on the Free Nutritious Meals Program as a form of transparency and accountability in the implementation of this national program on Sunday in Jakarta. It aimed to present the program's progress and field challenges in the efforts to build a healthy, intelligent, and competitive generation through well-targeted nutritional interventions. In his statement, the agency spokesperson Reddy Hendra Gunawan said the Free Nutritious Meals Program has reached more than 5 million beneficiaries.
The number of nutritional fulfillment service units currently operating throughout Indonesia has reached 1,861,000. These units serve a total of 5,582,470 beneficiaries. Over the past 7 days, the program has added 373,531 new beneficiaries.
Reddy Gunawan further explained that the program targets a wide range of groups, including toddlers, children in early childhood education, elementary up to senior high school students, as well as pregnant women and breastfeeding mothers. In the near future, the number of the nutritional fulfillment service unit and beneficiaries will continue to be increased. The Free Nutritious Meals Program also emphasized the role of the local economy by involving thousands of businesses as suppliers of raw materials, along with thousands of field personnel who support daily operations.
Reddy Gunawan further explained that the program targets a wide range of groups, including toddlers, children in early childhood education, elementary up to senior high school students, as well as pregnant women and breastfeeding mothers. In the near future, the number of nutritional fulfillment service units and beneficiaries will continue to be increased. The Free Nutritious Meal Program also emphasized the role of the local economy by involving thousands of businesses as suppliers of raw material, along with thousands of field personnel who support daily operations. And that was the news.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto received a visit from Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim at the Merdeka Palace Jakarta last weekend, June the 27th. The two actually have held several meetings in the past. The last was on May 26 and 27 during the ASEAN Summit in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. The meeting in Jakarta this time was seen as an important momentum in formulating a joint strategic agenda amidst the ever-changing global dynamics. On that occasion, the two leaders emphasized a shared vision to expand collaboration, accelerate the resolution of bilateral issues, and respond to common challenges in concrete terms. President Prabowo Subianto and Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim stated that technical matters concerning cooperation between the two countries would be discussed at the annual leaders' meeting in July 2025. This includes issues related to borders, including the Ambalat Block, namely a sea area of 15,235 square kilometers located in the Sulawesi Sea or Makassar Strait. The Ambalat Block is estimated to have oil and gas content that can be utilized for decades to come. Therefore, the Ambalat Block dispute is not only about the ownership of the two countries' territories, but also because of the potential for large natural resources in these waters. Indonesia and Malaysia took a middle ground to resolve the border dispute. The two countries agreed to jointly manage the water rich in oil and gas. This option was chosen because legal settlement was considered to take too long. As conveyed by President Prabowo Subianto, Indonesia and Malaysia agreed that the border issue might take time to resolve technically. However, the two leaders agreed to prioritize a pragmatic approach. Both parties will start with economic cooperation through the joint development mechanism while still resolving the related legal aspects. According to Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim, while resolving the legal aspects regarding the border issue, the available time will be used to obtain results that benefit both countries. Meanwhile, President Prabowo Subianto stated that Indonesia and Malaysia have the same view in facing issues related to bilateral, regional, and global issues. Hopefully, in the annual meeting of Indonesia and Malaysia next month, the strong similarity of views between Indonesia and Malaysia will bring results, especially in technical steps that have real and long-term impacts, not only for Indonesia and Malaysia, but also for the region and globally. That was commentary.
Suatu malam yang biru tanpa dirimu, berjuta-juta rindu ku padamu. Sendiriku pun harus menikmati nyanyian sang rembulan, yeah. Engkau yang seharusnya di sisiku, engkau yang selalu ada di hayatku. Semoga kau mendengar lagu ini yang ku cipta untukmu, yeah. Oh kasihku, ini laguku hanya untuk dirimu, tanda cintaku padamu, oh sayang. Engkau yang seharusnya di sisiku, engkau yang selalu ada di hayatku. Semoga kau mendengar lagu ini yang ku cipta untukmu, oh kasihku. Ini laguku hanya untuk dirimu, tanda cintaku.
Voice of Indonesia.
jauh berjalan dan kau ku tinggalkan. Betapa hatiku bersedih mengenang kasih dan sayangmu. Setulus pesanmu kepadaku, engkau kan menunggu. Andaikan kau datang kembali, jawaban apa yang kan ku beri? Adakah cara
Indonesia.
When you see this cake, you might think it's a pancake or dorayaki. But this is Khamir cake from Pemalang, Central Java. Khamir cake comes from a mix of Arab and Javanese culture. It's made from flour, eggs, sugar, and fermented cassava or tape, giving it a unique taste, sweet, soft, and slightly. It looks like Japanese dorayaki or American pancakes, but khamir is denser and has a special flavor from fermented cassava. While dorayaki is filled with red bean paste and pancakes are served with syrup, khamir can be enjoyed plain or with modern toppings. So, have you tried kue khamir? If not, you must try it.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Wonder today is featuring bir petok, a typical drink of Betawi people. It is said that during the Dutch colonial period, Dutch and European people who lived in Indonesia liked to drink beer, which is not part of local culture. Many Betawi people then were tempted to try drinking beer like Western people did. However, since Betawi people are known as devout Muslims who are prohibited from touching alcohol, they try to brew their own style beer as a substitute. Something that can warm the body but doesn't contain alcohol and doesn't cause drunkenness. Finally, bir petok was created. The word petok comes from the Betawi language which means a soft explosive sound. The meaning of the word petok itself as a complement of the beverage has several versions. First, the word petok is thought to refer to the sound when opening a wine bottle or a beer petok bottle. Second, the word is thought to refer to the sound that comes out of the bamboo tube in which this drink is made. The bamboo tube or casing, which is filled with ice and shaken, makes a petok-petok sound, and from there it becomes bir petok. Apart from that, there are also those who think that the word petok refers to the sound of the ripe black secang fruit when the seeds are removed by pounding it. Petok beer is made using 13 types of spices such as ordinary ginger, red ginger, lemongrass, turmeric, secang wood, cinnamon, black pepper, pandan leaves, lime leaves, nutmeg, cardamom, star anise, cloves, and added with sugar and salt. The combination of spices produces a unique taste, slightly spicy, sweet, and warm. The philosophy is that bir petok is not just an ordinary drink, but also a means to warm the body, especially in cold evenings. Apart from that, bir petok also has a social function. At various events such as parties, family gatherings, or just gathering with friends, bir petok is often served as a welcoming drink for guests. As part of the Betawi cultural heritage, bir petok is not just a drink or beverage, but also represents the history, culture, and values held by the Betawi people. In today's modern era, even though many new drinks have emerged, bir petok still survives as a timeless icon of traditional drinks. That was Indonesian Wonder today. See you tomorrow at the same time and frequency.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is Di Pulau Maratua. Di Pulau Maratua, which means in Maratua Island. You will listen to a conversation about
begitu indah,
which means breathtaking or very beautiful. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, with Sasa, a manager of a villa where Chris is staying in Maratua Island, Biro Regency, East Kalimantan Province. Chris expressed his admiration for the beautiful beach scenery from a floating villa above the sea. Let's listen to their conversation.
Selamat datang di villa kami. Ini kamar Anda, Pak Chris.
Terima kasih, Bu Sasa. Pemandangan dari kamar ini begitu indah.
Villa terapung ini spot terbaik untuk menikmati indahnya Pulau Maratua.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic.
Begitu indah,
which means breathtaking. I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me.
Pemandangan,
which means scenery.
Dari kamar,
which means from the room.
Begitu indah,
which means breathtaking or very beautiful.
Terjadi,
which means happens.
Pemandangan dari kamar ini begitu indah,
which means the scenery from this room is breathtaking.
Selamat datang,
which means welcome.
Villa kami,
which means our villa.
Kamar Anda,
which means your room.
Villa terapung,
which means floating villa.
Spot terbaik,
which means the best spot.
Untuk,
which means for.
Menikmati,
which means enjoy.
Indahnya,
which means the beauty of.
Pulau Maratua,
which means Maratua Island. In this conversation, you will listen the expression,
pemandangan dari kamar ini begitu indah. Pemandangan dari kamar ini begitu indah.
Which means the scenery from this room is breathtaking. There is an expression,
begitu indah. Begitu indah.
Which means breathtaking or very beautiful. There are two words,
begitu
and
indah.
The word
indah, indah
means beautiful, while the word
begitu, begitu
means very, which in this case puts emphasis on the beauty of the scenery around the villa. Maratua Island is located in Biro Regency, East Kalimantan Province. Maratua Island is known for its maritime tourism. The beach has white sand, clear sea water, various marine animals, and beautiful coral reefs. Maratua Island is also known for its art events such as the Maratua Jazz and Dive Vista. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Selamat datang di villa kami. Ini kamar Anda, Pak Kris.
Terima kasih, Bu Sasa. Pemandangan dari kamar ini begitu indah.
Villa Terapung ini spot terbaik untuk menikmati indahnya Pulau Maratua.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
begitu indah. Begitu indah,
which means breathtaking or very beautiful. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I am Ahmad Faisal and
Ranov.
Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today in Music Quarter presents a song from Afghanshah Reza, or known as Afghan. Indonesian popular male singer Afghan has launched another English album after Wallflower released in 2021. The second English album entitled Sonder has the song Escape as the hit single. In the song Escape, Afghan has a duet with a singer and rapper from South Korea, Jesse. Escape itself is chosen as the main track because it represents Afghan's life, where he needs to escape for a moment from his routine after years of being in the public spotlight. Afghan chooses Jesse as his duet partner because of Jesse's unique voice and personality, which he feels suitable for the song Escape. The Making of Escape music video was done in Bali and featured a number of activities that depicted the theme of getting away from your daily routine. Listener, this is Afghan featuring Jesse with Escape.
I know you got your door halfway open, but tell me if you in or you out. Cause we both know that time waits for no one, so why are we still hanging around? It feels so good when we're here with nobody, so let's not fight the mood. I don't need anybody, as long as I'm here with you. Oh, can we just escape? Let's go somewhere far away and spend the rest of our days. Oh baby, can we just escape? We ain't got nowhere to be. Let's just get lost, you and me. Let's go, baby. I love you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sudah lewat dan malam mulai pekat, saatnya rindu berbaris masuk kelas untuk belajar mengenal dendam. Kukumu panjang, kata ibu rindu.
Ini karena memang tak pernah dipangkat.
Kukumu panjang, kata ibu rindu.
Ini karena memang tak pernah dipangkat.
Tapi ibu rindu memang benar, rindu harus dibayar tuntas. Seperti kuku panjang yang mesti dipangkas tiap kali hendak masuk kelas.
kulu panjang kata ibu rindu ini karena memang tak pernah dipangkas tapi ibu rindu memang benar rindu harus dibayar tuntas seperti kuku panjang yang mesti dipangkas. Ibu rindu memang benar, rindu harus dibayar tuntas seperti kuku panjang yang mesti dipangkas tiap kali hendak masuk kelas. Tiap kali hendak masuk kelas. Tiap kali hendak masuk
Voice of Indonesia.
Statusnya ingin aku mengenalnya. Aku berhasil menjadi temannya walau sebatas di sosial media. Aku terbawa imaji tentangnya, citra yang dibuatnya. Komentar di timeline-nya, aku tak suka panas aku jadinya. Aku cemburu, terbakar hatiku, hilang sudah logika. Oh,
Voice of Indonesia.
Biarkan rebah pada tangisku.